This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Have you voted yet? Today's the final day of voting. Vice President Harris in Battleground, Pennsylvania last night.
We must finish strong, and this could be one of the closest races in history. Every single vote matters.
Former President Trump was in Battleground, Pennsylvania, too, yesterday.
A vote for Trump means your groceries will be cheaper. So many people mention groceries, that beautiful but simple word, groceries. Sir, my groceries.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on how unlikely this presidential matchup has been.
One GOP pollster says if you'd pitched this as a book ahead of time, nobody would have believed it. 2 years ago, Donald Trump sat at his Florida golf club. A twice impeached president voted out of office after a single term. At the same time, Kamala Harris was a once rising Democratic star, languishing as a low-profile presidential sidekick. Forget talk about her running for the White House. Some wondered if she should be replaced on the Biden ticket. Now, improbably, either Trump or Harris will win the nation's highest office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
But we may not know tonight who won the presidential election because of the time it takes to count the millions of votes. Though the first votes cast on this election day in tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, were an even split, 3 for Donald Trump and 3 for Kamala Harris. The strike of Boeing is ending. Union machinists have voted to accept a contract offer that includes a 38% pay hike over 4 years. In Spain, they've recovered 217 bodies now after those fierce floods a week ago. This is AP News. Now to election misinformation.
Federal law enforcement, intelligence, and election security agencies have debunked 2 new examples of Russian election disinformation on the eve of Election Day. In a joint statement, they point to a recent article posted by Russian actors falsely claiming that U.S. officials across presidential swing states were orchestrating a plan to commit fraud. They also highlighted a video that falsely depicts an interview with an individual claiming election fraud in Arizona. They warn that Russia will likely release more manufactured content on Election Day. The aim, to undermine the legitimacy of the election, instill fear in voters regarding the election process, and suggest Americans are using violence against each other due to political preferences. The efforts, they say, risk inciting violence, including against election officials. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.